Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in studio. We're going to talk a little bit about Medicare and some of those important issues this time of the year with Chris Gross. She's the director of the Iowa Senior Health Insurance Information Program. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thank you so much for being with us here this morning. This is an important time of the year for folks on Medicare. The Part D information is coming out, and it's the time when folks need to start really looking ahead to next year.
They do. Every year, the Medicare drug plans and the Medicare Advantage plans can change their contract with Medicare, and they change their benefits, premiums, deductibles, co-payments, the drugs they cover. And so this is the time when people need to take a look at what they have, what's available for next year, and decide what they're going to do.
What's the danger of just being complacent and assuming I already have something, so I'm not going to worry too much about it?
Well, the big thing is you could, for example, for Part D, you could go to your pharmacy in January and find that a prescription drug that you're currently taking isn't covered by your plan in 2015. And if it's not covered, then you have to pay the full price. With Medicare Advantage plans, you could find out, you know, that your costs are different. You could find out that maybe where you get your medical care, the provider isn't in the network for the Medicare Advantage plan any longer. And then again, you have to pay the full cost. So there's a lot of things you need to consider.
Well, with experience comes knowledge in everything in life, and I think it kind of works that way here too. Sometimes folks, when they get to that age and they get onto Medicare, they're still learning a lot about all the ins and outs and don't sometimes even realize that you do have so many choices.
We do, and in Iowa for next year, we have 29 standalone Part D drug plans. And people do, you know, choose a plan, and if they've been happy with it, you know, they don't see any reason to change. But that doesn't really work with Part D and Medicare Advantage because, again, the way they're designed is that the plans have this annual contract, and so they can change things. And last year, our volunteers helped people save over $9 million by doing comparisons during the open enrollment period and finding plans that would be lower cost for them, you know, for the next year.
Wow. Well, I see you say 29 coming up this year. There were 32 last year, so just doing simple math, you'd think that that just means they just dropped three of them, but there have been more changes than that.
Well, there actually were a few more than that dropped, and then there were some added, so we even have some new plans. We have four new plans for this year. And you bring up a good point, Jim, because people whose plans are not renewing, which they can do. You know, we've talked about changes, but plans can decide not to continue for the next year. Individuals who are in those plans should have gotten a termination letter from the plan by today, actually. October 2nd is the deadline for that. So it's really important during this time to open all the mail that you're getting from your plans, from Medicare, and Medicare, it doesn't just say Medicare on the envelope, it says Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS. And anything you get from Social Security, those are really key mailings that you need to be opening up and taking a look at.
But that's kind of scary. I mean, you know before you even open up the letter that it's going to be a little bit complicated, somewhat confusing, and it looks like a lot of work. So where do you find help?
Well, of course, you know, the SHIP program is ready to help anyone, and we do have SHIP counselors right in Cass County at Unity Point at home, but we have counselors all over the area and all over the state. And so if someone wants to find a SHIP counselor closest to them, they can call 800-351-4664. And our services are free, and they're confidential. And their objective. We don't sell or promote anything. We just want to help people take a look at things. And even right now as we're speaking, our volunteers are getting trained on all of the changes for next year. So they're ready, you know, willing and able to help you. You just have to call and set up a time to meet with one of the counselors.
Excellent. And we'll give you that information again here in just a couple of minutes. But what are some of the big changes that folks will notice this year?
Well, for Part D, you know, mainly it's what your potential cost can be. The deductible went up a little bit for this year to $320. It was $310 last year. When you hit that donut hole has changed. It's gone from, it went up to $2,960 for 2015. when you hit the donut hole, the really good news is that under the Affordable Care Act, they decided to do away with the donut hole, but they're doing it gradually. And so this coming year, if you hit that donut hole, you'll only pay 65% of your cost for generics instead of the old 100%, and you'll only pay 45% of the cost for brand name drugs. And again, that used to be 100%. So they're gradually closing that donut hole, and that's really good news. So those are, you know, probably the most significant things that people are going to notice for Part D. For the Medicare Advantage plans, again, just being really aware of individual plans. If the provider network is going to work for you, if your doctors and hospitals, clinics, durable medical equipment, pharmacy, they're all in network. And that's really critical. The copays and deductibles change by plan. But other than that, there aren't any real big changes with Medicare Advantage coming up for this year.
Okay. What about Part D premiums? Are they pretty much what they have been?
The range is about the same. The lowest cost premium for this coming year, for 2015, is going to be $15.70. Last year, the lowest cost plan was $12.60. So that has changed a little bit. The top premium, you know, for this coming year is actually a little bit less than last year's top premium. So there's always just a little bit of shifting back and forth, but you really need to look at, again, if your drugs are going to be on formulary. You know, is that plan going to cover my drugs? What are the copays? We've seen a lot of shifting with copays. And the other really big thing, Jim, which I think people don't pay enough attention to, is are there any restrictions this plan is going to put on my drugs? Is there a quantity limit? Maybe I take two a day, but they'll only cover one a day. Am I going to have to get prior authorization, which means my provider, who's ever ordering that drug, is going to have to, you know, call in and see if my plan will cover it, and you can't assume that they will. And then there's also something called step therapy, where they want you to try lower-cost drugs first before they'll pay for an expensive drug. Any of those things are red flags. And our SHIP counselors, you know, if you meet with someone, they can take a look at that and let you know if any of those restrictions apply to your drugs.
Is the Medicare.gov website still out there for folks to be able to use to do some basic comparisons?
It is, and just yesterday they uploaded the 2015 Part D and Medicare Advantage plan information. So if someone wants to do the comparison themselves, they can go to www.medicare.gov and just click on Find and Compare, you know, drug and health plans, and you can, they'll walk you through it. If you don't have a computer or would like some help doing that, again, our SHIP counselors are available to help.
Well, I tell you what, the year kind of works like a funnel. You know, we get to this time of the year, there are so many holidays coming up on us and so many things happening. It just seems like the latter part of the year disappears really fast, and this is the enrollment period. So I guess there's really no time to sit around and wait for later.
There isn't. The enrollment period starts October 15th and runs through December 7th. So if you want to choose a different plan for next year, you need to use this time now coming up to do that. The information is on the website now, but you can't actually enroll in a new plan until October 15th, and December 7th is that deadline. So don't sit around and, you know, wait till the last minute.
Is December 7th a hard deadline?
It is. It's a hard deadline for almost everyone. You know, there's always exceptions, but for the vast majority of folks, that is the hard deadline. If somebody is qualifying for extra help with their drugs through Medicare, they have until, you know, December 31st to actually change plans for 2015. They can change plans monthly. But for the vast majority of people in Iowa, you know, that open enrollment period is when they need to make their change.
So if they miss that deadline, do we even want to go into detail about what happens?
If you miss the deadline, you're going to be staying with the plan that you have, and unless your plan's going away. Now, if your plan is non-renewing and you get one of those non-renewal notices, then you get a little bit of extra time to change to a new plan also. But if you're not in one of that, in that situation, and you don't choose something different, you're going to stay with your plan that you're in this year, and whatever the premium is you're going to have to pay, whatever copays, you know, for the new year you're going to have to pay. And if some of your drugs are taken off their formulary, you're going to pay the full cost for those for next year.
Okay. So as we stressed earlier, very important when you get that information in the mail that you open that up, take a good look at it, and if there's things in there that you do not understand or really don't want to deal with on your own, then there is help out there. We talked, Chris, earlier about the SHIP volunteers. Give them that information one more time.
All right. If you would like to meet with a SHIP counselor, you can call our 800 number, 800-351-4664, and we can connect you with the SHIP site in your county. There in Atlantic, it's Unity Point at Home, but we do have people all over the state. And so if you have a family member, you know, Jim, you mentioned the holidays. There is that kind of last minute, you know, Thanksgiving. You know, if you're home with relatives, grandparents, parents, whatever, and they haven't done something, you know, you can help them make things happen. And sometimes at the holidays is a good time to, you know, double check. Did you do your comparison yet? But family members can certainly help anybody, you know, do a comparison also.
Absolutely. And the website is therightcalliowa.gov if you'd like to know more and get online to find out that information. And do it soon. Again, don't wait too long. Make sure you get after that because it's important stuff. Your health is always the most important thing that you have. Well, Chris, thanks so much for your time and the information here today. Is there anything we missed that we should share with folks?
The only other notice that's coming out, Jim, that I think is important is by October 15th, anybody who has an employer-provided health plan will be getting their creditable coverage notice, which tells them if the drug coverage in their employer plan is as good as Medicare's or not. And as long as it is, they're fine. They don't need to sign up for Part D. But if they get that notice and they say, next year our drug coverage isn't going to be as good as Medicare's, then they really need to get a Part D plan or at least call SHIP and talk with us about what the consequences are, you know, if you don't get one.
Lots of options out there.
Right.
Very good. Well, Chris, again, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim.